ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ऋषभ उवाच नायं देहो देहवाजां नृलोके कष्टान् कामान् अर्हते विद्भुजाम्ये तपो दिव्यं पुत्रका येन सत्वं शुद्धये यस्मात् ब्रह्मसौख्यं त्वनन्तम्। ऋषभ उवाच नायं देहो देहभाजां नृलोके नायं देहो देहभाजां नृलोके कष्टान् कामान् अर्हते विद्भुजां ये कष्टान् कामान् अर्हते विद्भुजां ये तपो दिव्यं पुत्रकायेन सत्वम् तपो दिव्यं पुत्रकायेन सत्वम् शुद्धयेद्यस्माद् ब्रह्मसौख्यं त्वनन्तम् शुद्धयेद्यस्माद् ब्रह्मसौख्यं त्वनन्तम्। ऋषभ उवाच नायं देहो देहभाजां नृलोके कष्टान् कामान् अर्हते विद्भुजां ये तपो दिव्यं पुत्रकायेन सत्वम् शुद्धयेद्यस्माद् ब्रह्मसौख्यं त्वनन्तम्। ऋषभ उवाच नायं देहो देहभाजां नृलोके तपो दिव्यं पुत्रकायेन सत्वम् शुद्धेद्यस्माद् ब्रह्मसौख्यं त्वनन्तम्। उवाच नायं देहो देहभाजां नृलोके कष्टान् कामान् अर्हते विद्भुजां ये तपो दिव्यं पुत्रकायेन सत्वम् शुद्धये ब्रह्मसौख्यं त्वनन्तम्। ऋषभ उवाच नायं देहो देहबाजां नृलोके कष्टान् कामान् अर्हते विद्युजां ये को दिव्यं पुत्रकायेन सत्वम् शुद्धयेद्यस्माद् ब्रह्म सौख्यं त्वनन्तम् उवाच नायं देहो देहबाजां नृलोके कष्टान् कामान् अर्हते विद्युजां ये तपो दिव्यं पुत्रकायेन सत्वम् शुद्धयेद्यस्माद् ब्रह्म सौख्यं त्वनन्तम् ऋषभ उवाच नायं देहो देहबाजां नृलोके कष्टान् कामान् अर्हते विद्भुजां ये तपो दिव्यं पुत्रकायेन सत्वम् शुद्धयेदस्मात् पुण्यसौख्यं तनन्तम् ऋषभ उवाच नायं देहो देहबाजां नृलोके कष्टान् कामान् अर्हते विद्भुजां ये तपो दिव्यं पुत्रकायेन सत्वम् शुद्धेद्यस्माद् ब्रह्म सौख्यं त्वनन्तम् ऋषभ उवाच
लॉर्ड ऋषभ सेड ना नॉट आई एम दिस देहः बॉडी देहबाजाम ऑफ ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज हु हैव एक्सेप्टेड material bodies niloke in this world kastan troublesome kaman sense gratification arhate deserves vidbhujan of stool eaters ye which tapaha austerities and penances divyam divine पुत्रकाः माय डियर सन्स येन बाय विच सत्वम द हार्ट सॉरी सत्वम द हार्ट शुद्धयेत बिकम्स प्यूरिफाइड यस्मात् फ्रॉम विच ब्रह्म सौख्यम स्पिरिचुअल हैप्पीनेस टू certainly anantam unending translation lord rishabdeva told his sons my dear boys of all the living entities who have accepted material bodies in this world one who has been awarded this human form should not work hard day and night simply for sense gratification which is available even for dogs and hogs that eat stool one should engage in penance and austerity to attain the divine position of devotional service by such activity one's heart is purified and when one attains this position he attains eternal blissful life which is transcendental to material happiness and which continues forever purport by his divine grace AC Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada in this verse Lord Rishabhdeva tells his sons about the importance of human life the word dehabak refers to anyone who accept a material body but the living entity who is awarded the human form must act differently from animals. Animals like dogs and hogs enjoy sense gratification by eating stool. After undergoing severe hardships all day, human beings are trying to enjoy themselves at night by eating, drinking, having sex and sleeping. At the same time, they have to do properly defend themselves. However, this is not human civilization. Human life means voluntarily practicing suffering for the advancement of spiritual life. There is, of course, suffering in the lives of animals and plants which are suffering due to their past misdeeds. However, human beings should voluntarily accept suffering in the form of austerities and penances in order to attain the divine life. After attaining the divine life, one can enjoy happiness eternally. After all, every living entity is trying to enjoy happiness. But as long as one is engaged in a material body, he has to suffer different kinds of misery. A higher sense is present in the human form. We should act according to superior advice in order to attain eternal happiness and go back to Godhead. It is significant in this verse that the government and the natural guardian, the father, should educate subordinates and raise them to Krishna consciousness. Devoid of Krishna consciousness, every living being suffers in this cycle of birth and death perpetually. To relieve them from this bondage and enable them to become blissful and happy, bhakti yoga should be taught. A foolish civilization neglects to teach people how to rise the platform of bhakti yoga. Without Krishna consciousness, a person is no better than hog or dog. The instructions of Rishabhadeva are very essential. At the present moment, people are being educated and trained to work very hard for sense gratification. And there is no sublime aim in life. A man travels to earn his livelihood, leaving home early in the morning, catching a local train and being packed in a compartment. He has to stand for an hour or two in order to reach his place of business. Then again he takes a bus to get to the office. At the office he works hard from 9 to 5. Then he takes 2 or 3 hours to return home. After eating, he has sex, go to sleep. For all this hardship, his only happiness is a little sex. Yan maidhuna digraha medhi sukhame vatucham. Rishabhadeva clearly states that human life is not meant for this kind of existence, which is enjoyed even by dogs and hogs. Indeed, dogs and hogs do not have to work so hard for sex. A human being should try to live in a different way and should not try to imitate dogs and hogs. The alternative is mentioned. Human life is meant for tapasya, austerity and penance. By tapasya, one can get out of material clutches. When one is situated in Krishna consciousness, devotion service, his happiness is guaranteed eternally. By taking to bhakti yoga, devotional service, one's existence is purified. The living entity is seeking happiness life after life, but he can make a solution to all his problems simply by practicing bhakti yoga. Then he immediately becomes eligible to return home, back to Godhead, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text number 9. Janma karma chachame divyam evam yu vittatvataha tektva deham punarjanma naiti mameti sojuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not upon leaving this body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode.
अज्ञान्तिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगणाललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिस्वरूपधामोदरस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवान् विचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे।
ऋषभ उवाच नायं देहो देहबाजां नृलोके कष्टान् कामान् अर्हते विद्भुजां ये। तपो दिव्यं पुत्रकायेन सत्वं शुद्धयेद्यस्मात् ब्रह्मसौख्यं त्वनन्तम्। लॉर्ड ऋषभदेव टोल्ड हिज सन्स, माय डियर बॉयज, ऑल द लिविंग एंटिटीज हु हैव एक्सेप्टेड मटेरियल बॉडीज इन दिस वर्ल्ड, वन हु हैज बीन अवॉर्डेड दिस ह्यूमन फॉर्म शुड नॉट वर्क हार्ड day and night simply for sense gratification, which is available even for dogs and hogs, but it still one should engage in penance and austerities to attain the divine position of devotional service. By such activity one's heart is purified, and when one attains this position he attains eternal blissful life, which is transcendental to material happiness and which continues forever. So this verse is very very important. Prabhupada is always quote this verse many times. In this verse he says that after taking this human birth, one should not waste time for working hard. So he should work only to maintain his body. And the rest of his time to practice austerity and purify and go back to home, back to Godhead. But unfortunately, nowadays people are not doing that. So here he says that dogs and hogs. So what is the meaning of animal? So human being means we have only one thing. Animal doesn't have it. Jnananca eko adiko visheshaha. So animal means, the Sanskrit word for animal, it says dharma adharma vimuktaha pashuhu. Animal means animal doesn't have. This is good, this is bad. For animal everything is just normal. For a hog, if you give puri and halwa, it doesn't like it, but it likes something else. So by taking birth as a human being, if we act in the same way, then we are worse than the animals. Because animal is animal. Animal cannot understand. But we have the superior intelligence awarded by Krishna. But still, having the superior intelligence, if we don't understand who we are, where we come from, and what is our destination, then we are wasting our time. So that's why Lord Krishna, in the form of Lord Rishabhdev, giving instructions to his sons. So if you see any device like computers or iPods or anything, if you buy them, it's written in the device how to operate and how to use it properly. But since Krishna is the creator of this world, time to time he comes to give us instructions. Sometimes he comes himself, sometimes he sends his devotees, and he gives instructions to Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, to Arjun in Bhagavad Gita, and here Lord Rishabhdev to his sons. But everybody says the same thing. Like Lord Rishabhdev, he is saying, don't waste time like animals. But this life is meant for austerity and penance. By doing that, you will have Brahma Saukhyam Tvanantam, the eternal bliss. So whatever happiness we have in this world, any part of the world, not only in India or in the Western countries, it is same, temporary. In India we have less comforts, but in the Western countries they have more. What is the use? Simply forgetting Krishna. But the real happiness is not perceived by these material senses. The happiness is three kinds. One is in mode of goodness, another one is in mode of passion, and other one is in the mode of ignorance. Most of us, when we want to get something, we look, something is very good quality, something long lasting, and something is worth for our money. When you go to shop, if you have enough money to buy, you go to the shop and you say, what do you have? Usually they have three quality of things: first quality, second quality, and third quality. In that case, our choice, we go for first quality goods, right? But when it comes to happiness, we don't look The first quality happiness. We only go for the second quality happiness. Otherwise, the third quality happiness. So, in Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, Krishna says,
Yattadagre vishamiva pariname amrutopamam tatsukam sattvikam proktam atma buddhihi prasadajam.
So, what we are practicing here,
yattadagre vishamiva,
in the beginning it feels like a poison. Nobody likes to get up early morning 3 o'clock or 3:30 and take bath. We like to sleep, but it's like a poison. But still, what to do? You know, sometimes we are afraid. If we don't go for Mangalarti, we might be sacked from the temple. They might say, pack up your luggage and get out from here. So Prabhupada said, this ISKCON moment is not for lazy and crazy people. So, in the beginning, we feel really distressing, you know, getting for Mangalarti and following four regulative principles. It's very, very hard. But after staying in the moment after 5 years, 6 years, 10 years, we become used. Then we become really, really comfortable. If you don't chant 16 dhams, you feel guilty. And even if you do something wrong, you feel guilty. Oh, why did I do that? Because we become used to that. Like somebody is suffering from diabetes, if you give him sugar, candy, it doesn't taste very sweet for him. It tastes bitter. But when the patient is cured from the disease, if you give them sugar, candy, it tastes him sweet. Similar way, we are suffering in this material world due to these three modes of material nature. In the second verse, Krishna says,
Vishayindriya samyoga yatadagre amrutopamam pariname vishamiva tatsukam rajasam smritam.
So, Vishayendriya Samyogat, that's very, very important. In this material world, whatever happiness we have, we only enjoy through the material senses. But if we say we are not this body, then we are not the senses. Then why we try to enjoy with the senses? Because that's how it meant. This body, you know, it meant the mixture of the spirit and the material energy. The soul is different than the material senses. But we don't understand that straight away. Anything, it takes time to understand. So, but in the Bhagavad Gita 6th chapter, Krishna says, Sukham atyantikam yattad buddhigrahyam atindriyam. So, the real happiness is not perceived by these material senses. It's buddhigrahyam, with the intelligence. ఇంద్రియాని పరాన్యాహు ఇంద్రియేభ్య పరం మనః మనసస్తు పరా బుద్ధిర్ యో బుద్ధే పరతస్సు సహ. సో ద సోల్ ఈజ్ బియాండ్ ది సెన్సెస్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్, సో అబౌవ్ ద సెన్సెస్. సో ద రియల్ హ్యాపీనెస్ ఈజ్ అతీంద్రియం, దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ఫస్ట్ క్వాలిటీ హ్యాపీనెస్. సో వి షుడ్ ఓపెన్ అవర్ ఐస్ అండ్ సీ, లైక్ వి గో ఫర్ షాపింగ్, వి ఆస్క్ దెమ్ ఇన్ ద బిగినింగ్ ఇన్ ద షాప్, షో మీ ద గుడ్ క్వాలిటీ స్టఫ్. అండ్ ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ ద షో సంథింగ్, వి ఆస్క్ దెమ్ ఇస్ ఇట్ గుడ్ అండ్ హౌ లాంగ్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు లాస్ట్. ద సిమిలర్ వే వీ హ్యావ్ టు ట్రై ఫర్ బ్రహ్మ సౌఖ్యం త్వనంతం, ద ఎటర్నల్ హ్యాపీనెస్. బట్ వాట్ ఎవర్ వీ హ్యావ్ ఇన్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్, దట్ ఈస్ టెంపరీ. లైక్ ఈవెన్ ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్, హీ సేస్ తత్ప్రయాసన కర్తవ్యం యద్ ఆయుర్వేయం నతదా విందతే క్షేమం ముకుంద చరణాంబుజం. సో వి షుడెంట్ సింప్లీ హ్యాంకర్ ఫర్ లివింగ్ కంఫర్టబులీ అండ్ నెగ్లెక్ట్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్. వెన్ వి లీవ్ దిస్ బాడీ, automatically we lose all these facilities, you know, used at home. Like a prime minister or president or any officer, as long they're in the position, they have a, you know, what do you call it, the high security, and then they use the government cars, and they put signatures in the big, big checks, and they go to other countries and they sign in the big, big agreements and all these things. As soon the government is fallen, and then when they resign, nobody listens to them. Right? Similar way, even in this body is same. As long you are healthy and doing very well, you are able to enjoy things. As soon you become sick, even you might be multi-millionaire, you may not be able to enjoy your millions. So angam galitam palitam mundam దశన విహీనం జాతం తుండం వృద్ధో యాతి గృహిత్వా దండం తదపి నముంచతి ఆశాపిండం. సో వెన్ వి బికమ్ ఓల్డ్, ఇన్ ఇస్ నేచురల్ వి సీ ద వ్రింకిల్స్ ఇన్ అవర్ బాడీ, వి సీ ద గ్రే హెయిర్ అండ్ we see the baldy head, the hairs are falling and the teeth is falling out, we can't walk properly, we have a stick in the hand. So tapo divyam putrakayena satvam kaumaram acharet pragno dharman bhagavataniha. So this devotion should service should be started from the beginning, in the early age. If you don't start regulating your senses when you are very young, when you become old, you can't do things. You know, like when you are young, you can lift weights, you can do many things. But when you become old, you can do nothing like how you used to do things. So, Prahlad Maharaj says again the same word, same thing in different words. సుఖం ఐంద్రియకం దైత్య దేహయోగేన యోగినాం సర్వత్ర లభ్యతే దైవాత్ యథా దుఃఖం అయత్నతః.
సో దిస్ సెన్షియల్ ప్లెజర్ కెన్ బి ఎంజాయిడ్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్, రైట్? శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ సేస్ ఇన్ హిస్ పర్పట్, పీపుల్ ద వర్క్ ఓన్లీ ఫర్ ద సింప్లీ సెక్స్ ప్లెజర్. సో దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ హైయెస్ట్ ప్లెజర్ ఇన్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ ఫర్ పీపుల్ హూ డజంట్ నో ఇట్, రైట్? లైక్ ఎ ఫ్రాగ్ స్టేస్ ఇన్ ద వెల్ అండ్ ఇట్ థింగ్స్ యు నో దిస్ ఇస్ ద బిగ్గెస్ట్ థింగ్ ఫర్ ద ఫ్రాగ్ ఈస్ వెరీ స్మాల్ animal or entity. But for the human beings, we know, you know, how big is the ocean. Like, we cannot compare this sensual pleasure to the spiritual pleasure. Okay, all right. But even like Prahlad Maharaj, he was a king. Of course, we are not kings, and we don't know what is happiness. But Prahlad Maharaj, he was an emperor, and he was a king, and he can get whatever he wants in a second. For us, if we want something, we have to work really, really hard. Even then, we don't get enough money to satisfy our senses. But for being as a king, he doesn't have to hanker for things, he doesn't have to work hard. If he says, who is there? You know, about hundreds of maids will come. You know, order, Maharaj, what you want? So, he is saying that, sarvatra labhyate daivat, by God's grace is given to everybody according to their desires. They get hog's body, a dog's body, a human body. But within this human body only we can realize this Krishna consciousness. Like, okay, other thing is that, is okay, somebody might ask that, you know, if you don't work very hard, right, how we are going to survive? Like nowadays it is common in Bombay, the properties become very, very high peak. Like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, you can buy a house here nearly 20 lakhs. Now it is 2 crore, 3 crore, something like that. Even we cannot imagine that much money. So if you don't work hard, how can I buy this house? So I had to work hard. But here he says that, yada dukkam ayatnataha. Nobody asks for the miseries unless we are Kunti. So only Kunti Devi is asking, vipadaha santuta shashvat tatra tatra jagat guru bhavato darshanam yashyat apunar bhava darshanam. So I don't really ask Krishna, Krishna give me miseries, because I am not as elevated as Queen Kunti. I ask Krishna, Krishna please keep me comfortable. But Kunti is asking that, vipadaha santuta shashvat tatra tatra jagat guru. So Kunti knows that there is no real enjoyment to enjoy. Rather I get sufferings. By getting suffering, I remember Krishna. The more I remember Krishna, then
I don't have to see the next life again. Apunarbhava darshanam. Punarbhava means coming again. Apunarbhava means not coming again. So Kunti knows that. You know, there is no however, there is no happiness. Even I hanker for that. But since there is no happiness, I look forward for higher happiness. Like, if you become Krishna consciousness, Krishna provides everything. Like, we don't really invite miseries in our life, but they come accordingly. Like, once I was thinking, how these miseries come to the human beings? You know, we want to be happy, and we're looking for the happiness. But these miseries, they come automatically. How? It says that, if you see the big herds of the cows, you know, there might be million cows, but the little calf, it finds mother, you know, automatic by nature it finds. But for us it is very difficult to find our calf in the, you know, millions of cows. For the little calf, it's easy to find the mother. The similar way, when the time comes, like the calf, you know, finds the mother, the misery finds us. Wherever we are, it attacks. So, for each and every action, there is some cause. Like, we see the birds, they're called crane. They have a very, very long nose. What do you call them in Hindi? Buck. So, why the buck got this buck body? Why? Does anybody knows? So, the buck had bought, the crane got that body because it says that in Garuda Puran, Gayatri Nasmaranti. Who doesn't do Gayatri on time? Yona Sandhya Upasate. And who doesn't do the Trisandhya morning, afternoon, evening? Antar Dushtaha Bahi Sadhu. The person who looks like outside like a sadhu, but inside he is not really sadhu. Sabhavet Brahmano Bakaha. So, if you see any crane, you can see that, you know, how he became a crane. So, we should try not to become crane. We got this human body, especially after getting this devotee body. If we don't follow the rules and regulations, then, like, we have a nectar in our hand. By drinking that nectar, we become blissful and eternal. Right? Amrutam means immortal. By having nectar in our hands, if you put in the ground, what happens? That is called foolishness. So if ordinary people, you know, if they do wrong things, that is accepted, because they are unintelligent. Like it says that, Kama Turanam Navayam Nalajja. If somebody is intoxicated in the lust, for him there is no shyness, and he is not fearful either. He is not afraid. They said, who cares? But we care for that. Right? We left our families. We left our beloved mothers and sisters and, you know, many relatives. And we came to temple. But if we act in the same way, then we become antar dustaha bahi sadhu. So try, you know, we don't become like that. And the next life, it says, Brahmano bhavet bakaha. If the Brahman behaves in abominable way, then he is guaranteed to become baka, the crane. But there is difference between devotees and outside persons. The outside people, if they do something wrong, it says that adattadana bhavet daridraha. People, they say, God didn't give me anything. I am poor. I am lame. I don't have any money. I am suffering. Why am I suffering? Tell me. The simple thing is that he didn't do enough. You know, like we go to shopping, the money what we have, we spend in the shop. If we don't have more money, we can't buy more things. We can only buy what the amount we have with that. But we hanker for more things, that is foolishness. Like it says that adattadana bhavet daridraha. The person who is not charitable and religious, next life he becomes daridra, very poor. Daridra vavascha karoti papam. After become daridra, what they do? Hook and crook. They want to earn money. They don't care for punishment. Papa pravavat narake prayati. After acting abominable, then they go to hell. Then after going hell, then what happens? Punar daridraha punareva papi. Punar daridraha punareva papi. Again they become poor. Again they act abominable way. Again they go to hell. But they don't straight away become, you know, daridra again. They had to go to hell for, you know, since the time is, you know, you can't count, unlimited time. Like, you know, 1000 manvantaras or 1000 kalpas. That's very, very long time. And after being that much time in the hell, they became a grass or plants. And then they elevated to become a, you know, aquatics, like a fish or, you know, some worms. And then they promoted to the animals, four-legged animals. And then they get the bird's bodies. So after getting the bird body, suffering in the birds, you know, then they get a human body again. Again, daridra. Again, daridra. Punar daridra punareva papi. So, we should try to become religious and charitable. Then it is guaranteed, next life, we don't have suffering. Like an example, svalpam apesh dharmasya tarayate mahatadvayat. By practicing little devotion service, we are saved from the deep ignorance. Like, it says that Gayatri nasmaranti yona sandhya upasate antar dushtaha bahi sadhu savave brahmano bakaha. So, is being a devotee, Krishna has given some excuse. Because being a devotee, Krishna says, bhakta vachala, bhakta priya. So, how can he tolerate his devotees going to hell? Outside people, if they are not religious, they are not charitable, they go to hell. But the devotee, he becomes bakaha. He becomes just bird, the last stage. And after bird, he becomes again human being. And he is given again another chance to become a devotee again. See how Krishna is so merciful. Like Yamunacharya, he was a king, right? And he also says same thing. He was a, you know, he couldn't find happiness in this material world. Like, you know, nayam deho deha bajam niloke kastan kaman arhate vidvujam ye. After getting the human body, if we act like a animal, dogs and hogs, what is the use? Because dogs and hogs, they eat stool and they eat abominable things. We can't do the same way, right? So, if we act like a dogs and hogs, then what is the use? But we had to find the higher happiness. Like Yamunacharya says that, Yadavadi mama cheta Krishna padaravinde navanavarasa damanyudhyatam rantumasi tadavadi batanari sangame smaryamane bhavati mukha vikara sustuni sivanancha. So, yadavadi mama chetah Krishna padaravinde. When I engage my mind in Krishna's lotus feet, I enjoy every day different bhava.
Nava nava rasa dhamanyudhyatam rantumasit.
Every day they have different experience. But especially in this sexual pleasure, everything is same. Every day is same thing. Chewing the cheat. There is nothing different. But in this devotional service,
tadevaram yam ruchiram navam navam.
Every day you find something new. Realization, like sometimes we say, I've been in ISKCON for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. But still, we're like little children. Still, we are learning every day something. We are experiencing something every day. Right? Even King Kulashekara, he did the same thing.
Sarasi janayene sachanka chakre muravidi viravasvamam chitarantum sukataram aparam najatu jane hari charana smaranamrutena tulyam.
So he says that
sukataram aparam najatu jane.
I never seen this much happiness. Like kings means they have a lot of sense gratification if they want to enjoy. But he could not find this much happiness. What kind of happiness is that?
Hari charana smaranamrutena tulyam.
Upon meditating on Lord Krishna's lotus feet, he got the happiness. Like the equal happiness of meditating upon Krishna's lotus feet. He didn't get anywhere else in this world. Right?
Sukatarama paro na jatu jane.
I don't know any happiness. Right? The real happiness for me is meditating upon Krishna's lotus feet. Like diabetic patient, in the beginning, he doesn't understand the sweetness of sugar. But after curing his disease, one day he realizes the real nectar of sugar candy. Like the Krishna's lotus feet is like a honeycomb. We are like a honeybees. The honeybee gets satisfaction around the honeycomb only, right? Because the honey bee knows only how to suck the honey from the honeycomb. It collects from different places and it keeps in the honeycomb, and whenever time comes it takes from that. So like Krishna is self-satisfied, nijalabha purna. Like for us, we are living in the temple, but by being in this material body, we look for some sensual happiness. Which temple is good? Everywhere is Krishna. By being in which temple, we get good prasadam. And we get some, many, many things. Right? But if we can get nectar, for us, doesn't really matter. Wherever we are, either in the hellish planet, or in this human planet or heavenly planet, if you know what you're doing, you can do it anywhere. I think I'm going over my time, or yeah, 2 minutes. Okay, so anyway, thank you for giving opportunity to speak. I really feel happy because this is where I joined around 16, 17 years ago. This is where my life journey started. So when I joined in ISKCON, I didn't know anything. I only knew one thing. Ananya chintayanto mam yajana paripasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogam kshemam vahamyaham. Since this 16, 17 started, very, very, very long time, but in the 17 years time, when I came to ISKCON, I had 100 rupees. I was staying in New Bhakta Ashram, and one Bhakta took it out and he ran away with 100 rupees. So I didn't have anything. So I came with 100 rupees. So Krishna wanted to say that, you know, that has gone. But since 17 years, Krishna is taking care very nicely, you know, so like that. So now I want to stop here. So finally, I want to just say one sloka from Yamunacharya. Yamunacharya says to Krishna,
Bhavantamevanucharan nirantaram prashanta nishesha manoradhantaraha kadaha vaikantika nityakinkaraha prahasya ishyami sanata jivitaha.
So, hey Krishna, please give me the benediction.
Bhavantamevanucharan nirantaram,
when I am going to meditate upon a lotus feet, you know, nirantaram. Nirantaram means eternally, always. How?
Prashanta nishesha manoradhantaraha.
Within my core of heart, you know, like when the water in the, you know, well, when you put some stone, it's always waving. After some time, it starts becoming very, very, what you call it, unwavering. Then it's very, very, what you call it, peaceful. In that time, you can see things. You can see your face in the water. When the water is moving, you can see, but you can't see properly. Like
prashanta nishesha manoradhantaraha.
When the mind is very, very peaceful, then you can see things as they are. And he's saying that
kadaha maikantika nityakinkaraha.
When the time is going to come, your eternal Lord, I am your eternal servant. When the time is going to come, you know, please bestow this eternal living entity in your eternal service. Like we are eternal and Krishna is eternal. When we engage in Krishna's service, like
bhavantamevanucharan nirantaram,
like a fisherman, he is catching a fish, he doesn't know what's happening outside world, right? Like the child is crying, he doesn't see anything, he looks only for his mother. If somebody goes and picks him up, he cries more. The same way, we are, Krishna is Sanatan, and we are Sanatan too. Jivabhuta Sanatanaha. So, when the Sanatan and Sanatan, they become together, then we are peaceful. If not, then there are always quarrels. You know, I'm not happy, I don't have this, he doesn't have this, he did like this, she did like this. The same things. But when we really, really engage in Krishna consciousness, then we don't see all these things. We only say, either somebody does something to us good, I say Jai Jagannath. Somebody does bad, say Jai Jagannath. Anyway,
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare!